This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, that was the new one from jazz funk band Butcher Brown featuring Alex Isley with the track Remind Me. Daryl and Hanif with you on The Pulse this evening, the show that brings you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. Now we've come on to a segment that we like to call
By the way, Taylor Swift is at the center of a political campaign as American politician Terry McAuliffe uses the issues involving her to attack his opponent Glenn Youngkin. This comes after Youngkin was said to play a role in Taylor's master recordings back in 2019. For context, Glenn Youngkin was a former co-CEO of the private equity firm the Carlyle Group before retiring and launching his 2021 gubernatorial bid. During his time with the Carlyle Group, Youngkin allegedly worked with music manager Scooter Brown to purchase Taylor's former label Big Machine. Taylor Swift really wasn't happy with the purchase and expressed her feelings in a Tumblr post, and that led to Scooter Brown selling the rights to another private equity firm for a reported $300 million. Swift went on to launch a still ongoing Taylor's Version campaign where she's re-recording her first six albums. Going back to the political campaign between McAuliffe and Youngkin, McAuliffe has used this issue in his social media campaign. He has spent about five figures to target fans of Taylor Swift with an ad that says, "Did you know that Republican candidate for Governor Glenn Youngkin helped buy Taylor Swift's masters out from under her when he was co-CEO of Carlyle Group?" It's interesting that I guess Swift is being used in a political campaign. It's definitely an interesting strategy to influence young voters, I assume, to get votes, right? Yeah. It's just that I just hope that, you know, he asked Swift for her permission first before doing this, right?
Yeah, if you didn't talk about this, we had a whole primer about this whole controversy, right, with Scooter Brown. We did that show maybe a year ago. So if you'd like to revisit that, you can head over to our podcast. The podcast will be there. Right, from Taylor Swift, one big superstar, to another. By the way, Billie Eilish continues to make history wherever she goes, from the Grammy Awards to the Billboard charts. She's taking the world by storm with her music, and now the singer will take to the stage at the UK's iconic Glastonbury Festival as the youngest solo headliner in 2022. The 19-year-old set to grace the Pyramid Stage when the festival returns in its normal format next year. And following 2 years of COVID-related cancellations, Emily Avis, the co-organizer of Glastonbury, took to Instagram to announce the 19-year-old as one of next year's headliners, which will see her becoming the youngest ever solo headliner in the festival's history, where she will be 20 by then. Eilish, who took to Instagram stories prior to the announcement to tease the news, made her Glastonbury debut in 2019 and is the first headliner to be announced ahead of next year's festival. Just for context, the youngest performer ever to headline Glastonbury was Mark Hamilton of the UK band Ash, who was approximately 20 years and 3 months old when the group replaced Steve Winwood as headliner in 1997. Taylor Swift, Paul McCartney and Kendrick Lamar, who were on the cancelled 2020 edition, is also set to return to the lineup.
By the way, according to newspaper Las Vegas Review, former Van Halen singer David Lee Roth will be retiring. The legend said in a statement, and I read, I'm throwing in the shoes, I'm retiring. And he continues with, "This is the first and only official announcement. You've got the news, share it with the world." I guess he's not going to, repeat the news. There's not much information on his decision to retire, apart from that particular statement. But what we do know is David's doctor mentioned that it will be quite a bit of a danger to it will be quite a risk, you know, for his future if he continues touring, I suppose. David's final shows will be at House of Blues at Mandalay Bay, Las Vegas around New Year's. And he also mentioned that he will not disclose much information about his final shows until the time comes.
Also, by the way, Aussie rocker Courtney Barnett is getting ready to drop her third album, Things Take Time, Take Time, and has created a stamp mixer that gives fans the opportunity to interact with some of the songs singles ahead of the release. It's quite interesting. I had a play with it, and it revolves around sliders that allows users to adjust the volume of the percussions, the guitars and the vocals in the mix of the album tracks. The album is produced by Stella Mosgawa of Warpain, and three of the forthcoming album tracks have been released on that online stamp, namely Ray Street, Before You Gotta Go, and write a list of things to look forward to. According to Courtney Barnett, more songs will be added on later. This is a pretty interesting way to, you know, kind of give a preview of your upcoming album, right? The stand mixer allows you to create short loops or specific sections with songs and ways to trigger and reset the loop. Like I said, great way to envision also how the tracks were created and play around with how the songs would sound without an instrument or two. That was our By The Way segment. And just to recap the things on today's program, Top of the Hour, we had a chat about music and movement and motor skills. If you'd like to revisit that interview with Dr. Indra Selvaraja, you can head over to our podcast www.bfm.my/pause.
Yeah, we also spoke to a veteran journalist who managed to interview Nirvana when they released Nevermind 30 years ago.
Again, bfm.my/pause. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio. That's the show for this evening. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Hanif Baharuddin.
Ali and off will be with you as usual next week, but we're going to end off with one of the banging tracks of the week, for me at least. This one's Karim Ali and Black Futures. Tune in again next week, only here on BFM 89.9. Good night.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.